Welcome to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. There are some notable instances in the history of music when a composer and a specific performer collaborate and great works result. And that is certainly true at least three times over in the literature and the history of the clarinet. And we have a practitioner here to give us some insights into one in particular. His name is Amitai Vardi, and he's going to be performing the work of Weber with the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras on February 16th. Welcome to the midday.
Thank you very much.
And that is Weber, one of those notable examples, isn't it, of a specific soloist who inspired a composer to write, in Weber's case, several works for clarinet, didn't he?
Yeah, so Weber and Behrmann were very good friends. Weber heard Behrmann perform in the orchestra, and he really fell in love with his playing. So as clarinetists, we're so lucky for that relationship because it produced so many incredible pieces. This concertino is a beautiful short work that they worked on together, and actually Weber completed it in 3 days, and Behrmann learned it in the following 3 days, and then it was premiered, which is just incredible. And then there are two more concertis, the first and second concertis by Weber for clarinet and orchestra. There's also a grand duo for clarinet and piano, which is a wonderful piece that is played quite often. So we're very lucky for all of those relationships. Mozart had a similar relationship that produced many of his chamber works for clarinet and strings, and the wonderful concerto, of course. And Brahms had a similar relationship as well that gave us the sonatas and the clarinet quintet. So we're very lucky as clarinetists to be a part of that history.
It was an instrument that enjoyed quite a lot of repertory in the 19th century. And you're going to be performing Weber's concertino for clarinet and orchestra with the youth orchestra. That's what you might call the senior orchestra of the Wisconsin Symphony, Youth Symphony Orchestras, on February 16th, which, gosh, is already tomorrow.
That is.
And that's going to be, let's see, probably at Mills Concert
Hall.
Yeah,
Mills at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
4 p.m. tomorrow. And before I forget, you can find out all about it and other events having to do with WISO at wysomusic.org. That's wysomusic.org to get more information about these concerts from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And you actually are a WISO alum. You're a professor now at Kent State.
I am.
But so back in the day, you were a WISO clarinetist.
That's right. So WISO was incredibly influential on my life in many ways. It was the first orchestra that I ever performed with, and I had the privilege of going step by step through the different levels of the orchestras. I actually studied clarinet with James Smith, who conducted the orchestra for many years.
So he played the most relaxed Mozart clarinet concerto I ever saw.
Yeah, and he was an incredible influence on those early years. And so WISO was really influential in showing me the beauty of music and the beauty of collaborating with others and playing in the orchestral setting. And I had an incredible trip, actually, that I can remember my senior year to France and Spain with the orchestra, that I can vividly remember going between Paris and Lyon and Madrid, and that was really kind of the highlight of all of those years of work with WISO.
What's that black and silver thing in your hand?
So the clarinet, which has been my partner for many years, and leads me through my daily routine of practicing and teaching daily at Kent State University.
And as long as you have it with you, can you give us a little bit of sneak preview of what we might hear in that Weber concertino that you'll be playing tomorrow at 4?
Yeah, so the Weber concertino in my mind is a mini opera, per se. Weber really loved the opera and was famous for it, and was in the forefront of the Romantic era, and influenced many other composers who later wrote symphonic and operatic pieces. And just the very opening of the piece, I think, sets up an entire opera scene that is so beautiful. He uses a single tone to start out the piece that is extremely vocal, and then different characters in my mind are very loud and bombastic characters, and then very soft and delicate ones that kind of come to life and set the scene for this really beautiful vocal piece in my mind. And then he jumps into a theme and variation with a very simple theme that he brings back through different mutations that are really fun to play. Some of them, again, are very lyrical, and some are very acrobatic and fun to play. So maybe I'll start and play just the very opening to show the few different characters. This is without, obviously, an orchestra or a piano.
We just couldn't fit them in here. Yeah.
But in order to hear the complete work, you'll have to come tomorrow at 4.
This is just a flavoring.
So that is the opening, kind of setting up the scene for the actual theme. I'll play just a little bit of the theme and then maybe one variation to give you an idea of how Weber manipulates the theme and then the different ideas within it.
Thank you. gives you some idea of what Weber, the composer, could do writing for the clarinet, and that's just part of the concertino that he wrote for Behrmann.
Yes. Yeah, so that's just a little snippet, and there is lots more acrobatics that come in a little bit later in the piece, and I'm really looking forward to working with Wiseau and Kyle Knox, who was actually quite a great clarinetist and is now the conductor for Wiseau. I'm really looking forward to collaborating together.
Well, I'm sure people will look forward to hearing you, and certainly those young performers who are quite good will look forward to performing with you.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, your father, Uri Vardy, is quite the fixture hereabouts, a great cellist, and when this CD came out, he stopped by and shared it with us, and so let's share some now with you, because you're on it too, obviously, these works for clarinet and cello and piano.
Yes, we had a wonderful collaboration together, my father and I, and we put together this CD that really has all of those connections between composers and
clarinets
and clarinetists, and then these incredible pieces that came as a result of that. So, in the instance of Brahms, he really came back from retirement once he heard Mulfeld, which he wrote the sonatas for, the clarinet quintet for, and then this incredible trio for clarinet, cello, and piano that we played together on this really fun CD.
And here's the finale of it, and the pianist for the occasion is Arnon Eres.
Yeah, Arnon Eres, who's a wonderful pianist.
Finale of the trio in A minor by Brahms, in a performance featuring Uri Vardy, cello, and Arnon Eres was the pianist, and my guest today, Amitai Vardy, was the clarinetist for the occasion. He'll be performing with Wiseau, that's Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, in a concert tomorrow afternoon at 4 in Mills Hall on the UW campus, and you can find out more about that and many other things at wiseaumusic.org. And you also play with the Cleveland Orchestra often.
I do. I have the privilege of substituting when the orchestra needs extra clarinetists for whatever reason. So playing everything in the clarinet family, from E-flat clarinet, the tiniest one, to the one you heard before, B-flat, to bass clarinet,
bass
and
clarinet.
More. Yes.
That's so evocative.
It is. It's actually my favorite instrument, the bass clarinet.
Did you ever play that Cacciatorean piano concerto?
I have.
Bass clarinet.
Yes.
Wow. Well, thanks for stopping by and catching up with us, a Wiseau alumnus, performing with the ensemble tomorrow, and Madison native.
Yes. Thank you very much.